One of the amazing things about Torah giants is the ability that they have to look at a daf gemara and be able to take the halacha from that daf gemara and apply it to real life situations that the gemara wasn't necessarily speaking about. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, I'm zocha with my talmidim to start building a beis medrash in Mishkafayim, and which is next to Ramat Beit Shemesh. And now, Baruch Hashem, there are people who are donating different items through monetary donations to the shul. One of the common ways of donating is creating a sponsorship that the individual sponsors, whether it be the Aron Kodesh or the Bima or the Menorah, etc. And the Or Sameach in his Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelek Beis, Simin Samach Gimel, dealt with the following kasha, very similar to our form of sponsorships today, in a slightly different milieu, in the European milieu of 100 years ago. And I'll read the tshuva and then share with you how the Or Sameach found a solution from our Gemara. And the truth is that this diuk from the Gemara has broad implications, and I'm wondering if there are people out there who are bigger Talmidei Chacham than me, if there are other examples. I would imagine there are other examples in Shas that I wasn't able to think of in Halacha that could be connected to the sugya. And the shaila that the Or Sameach was asked is the following. Chelek Beisim and Samach Gimel. Misha Nadar Sach Katsuv Litrot Shemen LeBeis HaMedrash. Someone promised to donate a certain amount of oil to the Beis HaMedrash. Va'achar Zeh Nisyaker Ar HaShemen Ma'od. The oil became very expensive. Sounds familiar, Rabbosai? The gas becomes very expensive. So he promised to give a certain amount of oil for the Beis HaMedrash for the lighting. And now it's got much more expensive. Mi amrinan dekivan rak lemecha chayadua v'shem nisnatev lo mashi yishver la'achar zman. He intended only to give the amount of oil at that particular time. Oh, dekivan lekach v'kach, dekivan lekach v'kach litros. Or do you say, no, you promised a certain amount. So the fellow promises to give oil to light the shul, and he assumed that, you know, the going rate was $1 a day of oil, and now it's $3 a day. Or do we say that at the end of the day you need a certain amount of oil to light the base medrash? That this could come up with electricity, it could come up in many different contexts. So he points to our sugya in Ksuba Staf Nun Dalid, the following shaila on the bottom of Nun Dalid of an Aleph. Ahuda Amarle Nudunya Lebras. Someone says, I am going to give my daughter a certain dowry. Zol Nadanya, and it went down in its price. Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Porna Liasme. The loss goes to the Yisomen. In other words, what happens is that since the individual is promising a certain, he's promising for his daughter that he's going to give a certain amount of dresses, let's say, for his daughter. So then even if the dresses become more expensive, and when he promised the dresses were worth, let's say the dresses cost him $1,000, and now those dresses go up and they cost him $1,500, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that amount is what goes to the dunya. The Rosh Paskins, that goes in both directions. Whether it goes up in value, or whether it goes down in value, then the Nadunya is the dresses that he promised. And therefore the Rosh Paskins, that if the dresses became more expensive, then the Yisomim, who were getting the money, would have to give $1,500 to pay for the Nadunya, and cannot say, well, your father only promised $1,000, because that's how much dresses were at that time. So therefore, the Or Sameach concludes, the same would apply in regards to sponsorships in a shul. If an individual sponsors a particular item, so then in such a case, even though the item at that particular time was worth, let's use the same numbers, that he thought that he would keep the shul lit for a month, and that would be $1,000, and he promised to keep the shul lit for a month, that costs $1,000, now it costs $1,500, nevertheless, he has to give that amount of oil or that amount of electricity for the shul. So this will have profound, profound implications, and it's amazing that the Or Sameach brings a raya from the halacha of Nadunya. I wonder whether there are other rayos to this in Shas. I suspect there are, but this is the Or Sameach's raya to a very practical shaila. Again, practically, when someone promises to donate something to a shul, so often they thought that it's that at that time it was worth X, and then the price changes. So if they're in a case of where they know how much it costs, but the price changes, then in such a case, since they promised that they were going to get that item, they would have to get that item even if it becomes more expensive. Similarly, the shul, if they promised the item, so then in such a case, if the item becomes cheaper, the shul cannot say, give us the amount that that item was worth at that particular time, and we'll use the money for something else based on the Psak of the Rush, based on the Gemara in Ksubis on Nundalit.